And it's all behavioral psychology. It's always, don't worry, we're not going to do it. We're just going to do it. So as soon as you go, ah, it's meant to kill opposition, they roll forward.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that they know the cases are going to go up, or the alleged cases, because they know this fake vaccine is going to cause health bloody mayhem, it's particularly with these boosters they're rolling out to people now over 50. And they're very old.
Well, that's my next question. You predicted everything with basic total precision. It's insane. It's just true. What's coming next? A few minutes till break, but I mean, what's going to come next?
Well, they are going to use the effects of the fake vaccine, which they're going to call COVID and new variants and anything else they can make up, which will both be designed to hide the real reason for ill health and people dying, which is the fake vaccine, and then to use that to justify the plan B. And oh no, we need to have more lockdowns. We need to have all these things. We have to have vaccine
because
passport.
You didn't take the shot. It's your fault.
Yeah, that's going to be the key. And the fact, the irony is, because what this cult does, and I've documented this forever. It's an inversion cult. It turns everything on its head. So, for instance, the COVID measures are about protecting health when actually they're about destroying it. The fake vaccines are about protecting health when they're actually about destroying it. It's a complete inversion. And so this inversion is that the fake vaccines, those who have had them, is going to cause the health problems. But we're going to blame those who haven't had them for causing
That's right. Stay
health.
There. We'll be right back with David Icke. Wow, 2 hours goes by really quick with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. And so you're going to tell us what's coming next. I mean, I know you don't want to scare people. We're here to empower folks, but they need to know there's a fire lit under their ass. I think people get that now, that we weren't making it up 30 years ago when you were trailblazing. And quite frankly, I'd read your books and think, well, this is all true, but this stuff I don't know about. This sounds wild.